This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A day after a bloody and deadly protest march in Charlottesville, Virginia, Unite the Right organizer Jason Kessler says the police are at fault.
What happened yesterday was a result of the Charlottesville police officers refusing to do their job. They stood down and did not follow through with the agreed upon security arrangements.
Others say President Trump didn't say enough about white supremacists, but on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, CIA Director Mike Pompeo says he thinks the president's remarks were appropriate.
I think the president was, frankly, pretty unambiguous about what his Justice Department is going to do, the way he views how utterly inappropriate it is for this hatred and bigotry. I think the president's remarks were very clear.
A conservative group is urging Senate Republicans to remove Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from his leadership post.
The Senate Conservatives Fund, which has long opposed Senator McConnell, is urging supporters to send an email to Republican senators calling for McConnell's ouster. The effort comes after Senator McConnell told a Rotary Club event in Kentucky that President Donald Trump's excessive expectations were partly to blame for the claim that Republicans haven't accomplished a lot in the Senate. Those comments have led to a war of words aimed at McConnell from President Donald Trump. And the effort to unseat Senator McConnell would be difficult at best, since more than a dozen Republican senators so far have publicly expressed their support for the majority leader. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The Senate Conservatives Fund describes itself on its website as a national grassroots organization that promotes conservative policies and helps elect conservative candidates who will stand up to the liberals in both parties. Justin Thomas, 14th ranked in the world, wins his first major title in the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow Sunday. This is SRN News.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free training technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
President Trump has authorized $2.1 billion in additional funds for the Veterans Choice Program, or VCP. General Physician Dr. Charles Snyderman explains the program.
According to the White House, veterans become eligible for care under the VCP if they live more than 40 miles from the closest eligible VA medical facility, wait times are over 30 days from the clinically indicated date, or they meet other special criteria. Since its inception in 2014 as an experiment, VCP has resulted in more than 21.6 million appointments, serving over 1.8 million unique veterans. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
Aldi, the no-frills German grocer that's expanding in the U.S., says it will offer grocery delivery for the first time in three American cities by the end of the month, Atlanta, Dallas, and Los Angeles, the test cities. Aldi said it may expand delivery to more cities later on. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Do you have a child in college, or are you yourself in college? Dream Differently, Candid Advice for America's Students, is a book written by Dr. Vince Bertram, and it has shot up the list of bestsellers in the Conservative Book Club. Chris Magdalisi, the editor-in-chief, tells the Salem Radio Network it's a must-read for setting and achieving your goals.
So this is a great new book that's out, and it's wonderful. It's shot to the top of the list at number two. And basically, it's a book by Dr. Bertram, who's trying to give advice to college students about, and parents too, about things to think about and really succeed in life.
Dinesh D'Souza's latest book, The Big Lie, Dinesh D'Souza exposes neo-Nazi roots of the progressive left, holds the number one spot on the list now at conservativebookclub.com. Farmer's Almanac predicting a snowy winter from Maryland to Maine with 5 coastal storms expected between December and March. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
We're back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. Right now we have, yes, the one and only Liz Peek that we always enjoy speaking with. Columnist for FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Well, Liz, first of all, aloha, I will say. I'm overlooking Kaanapali Beach right now in Maui, Hawaii, so you know I'm having fun.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Congratulations.
Well, I tell you, all we need is a couple of umbrella drinks, and we'll have an even better time here, because that's the way we love to roll here when we're in Maui. Quickly, so much stuff is going on here. I mean, I'm hearing Billy Joel's music. You know, I didn't start the fire. You know, whether it's the Russians unhinging, we got North Korea, we've got the chaos in the Beltway. Donald Trump continues to tweet, and you and I are singing, "We didn't start the fire, did we?"
Well, the question is, who did? Look, yeah. I think there's a lot going on. Thank heavens Congress is in recess, which means that they're not meddling in anything particularly important right now. And hopefully they come back determined to move ahead with tax reform. I think that's an incredibly important agenda item that really sort of looms large right now. We've got some other things going on too, like getting a budget passed and raising the debt ceiling. So, you know, there's always the big confidence inspirer, I guess you'd say right now, is that the stock market's on a tear.
Exactly.
And for good reason. The stock market is being bolstered by very substantial earnings gains, which continue to accelerate, good positive forward guidance from CEOs, you know, continued high levels of optimism about the president's agenda, et cetera. And I think, you know, going into the fall, you always worry about what could be the October surprises, and typically we worry about political issues. And again, with the debt ceiling on the horizon and so forth, there could be some bumps along the way. But also, I got to say, North Korea is looking, I think, pretty scary. And, you know, a few weeks ago, the New York Times on a Saturday ran a story that was quite alarming to me, and always they write things on Saturday hoping no one will read them that kind of sail by. But
right.
The story was basically that only about, I think, about 20% of North Korea was actually under surveillance by U.S. satellites. In other words, we don't really see much of North Korea because I guess it was a matter of expense, and we focused on the areas where we know most of the activity goes on around Pyongyang and so forth. But here's the problem. Now it appears that they have gone from liquid fuel rockets to solid fuel missiles, and they can be launched anywhere in the countryside, you know, being driven around on a truck base or whatever, and we won't know it. I think that is a really frightening piece of information. Most Americans, including myself, assumed we would know if there was a missile launch in time for us to shoot it down. That apparently is not the case. So this readiness of North Korea, the fact that they do have these missiles and increasing nuclear capability, you know, I think it's really actually very worrisome. And obviously now the country's attention is focused on it. Obama basically just ignored it and kind of hoped to get out of town before anything dramatic happened. And to his credit, he did.
Yeah, well, and to our problem here, we're dealing with, you know, some would call that ineptness and his blatant, ignorance of what, you know, North Korea was doing. And then also add to this list of threats there, it was also reported here just the other day, Liz, that, you know, they have the ability now to put the weapons on, you know, on submarines. On ships, and there's some indication that they are doing that now.
Yeah, I think, look, I don't know what the solution is. I hope there's some pretty brilliant people advising the president on this. I must say I was very impressed that Nikki Haley got through the UN very tough sanctions. And, of course, like everything that this White House achieved, they were immediately dismissed as unimportant by the liberal media, but they're not unimportant. It really could, they are enforced, they could severely crimp the economy of North Korea. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, it looks like we are getting tougher on sanctioning the Chinese companies that do business with North Korea. That's a very big piece of the puzzle, which the Obama administration never wanted to do because they needed China's help on developing a very bogus China climate accord. But this administration is focused on that. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if anything will drive these North Koreans to the bargaining table. So far, nothing has worked.
If nothing else, as you say, with the great job that Nikki Haley is doing on our behalf, and dare I say the international community as well, because clearly the international community does not want to see a preemptive action. But if one has to be taken, I don't know how the international community can say that they didn't do everything that they thought was possible, especially in light of this recent vote.
Well, I mean, what we know is there's been an awful lot of cheating on former UN sanctions against North Korea, and that North Korea has been working with the Iranians and the Chinese. So, you know, look, everyone is basically out for their own self-interest. The question is whether and when the Chinese will begin to think maybe their self-interest is not in allowing this nuclear program to go forward, because you know, it is a seriously destabilizing element in their realm. And if the Japanese get sufficiently anxious, they might well decide to undertake a nuclear program of their own. And I think that would be horrifying to the Chinese. So, you know, we'll see what happens. As I say, I don't have the answers, but I'm pretty sure what we have been doing has not worked.
Well, it seems like a serious game of chicken here.
Yeah.
That we seem to be playing, and what's at risk is the future not only of the Koreas, but dare I say the world, because you've got not only with North Korea doing what they're doing, I mean, they're really setting up a model for Iran, lest we forget.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, now, you know, sadly, it's a little bit like gun control. You know, if the old bumper sticker, if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. We've sort of outlawed nuclear programs. So who has them? Pakistan, which is certainly no friend to the United States, China, Russia, Iran, and, you know, undoubtedly soon, and then North Korea. I mean, it's really pretty amazing. So it's not a great way forward. And I must say, you know, there's two schools of thought. One is that, yes, the past way of going about this has not worked. And what's really not worked is that the United States cannot call on North Korea to abandon its nuclear program, because they are convinced that that is their only way of accessing legitimacy or protecting themselves against an aggressive United States. The United States, we all think that's nuts, that there's no way America would ever go after North Korea. That's not what they think. So that school of thought that thinks that we should just say, okay, you're going to have a nuclear program, but at the same time, let's, you know, make sure we have diplomatic relations and that we can kind of move forward in a more harmonious way. You know, that's, I mean, I think for Americans, that would be an incredibly bitter pill to swallow at this point.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're gonna pause for just a moment. Got to go to break. More from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Liz Peek continues, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street. Speaking of the street, Liz, boy, I'll tell you, the mainstream media having a hard time giving the Trump administration any kind of credit for the record-breaking statistics that are coming out of Wall Street these days.
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm writing about today. You know, the New York Times and other organizations have been frantically trying to figure out why this stock market has nothing to do with Donald Trump. And it's pretty tough because, really, what is the stock market? It's a reflection of not only current earnings growth, but expectations for the future. And since the day he was elected, all the indicators that might lead to a more positive economic outlook, things like small business optimism, consumer sentiment, all of those things have headed north. And and really, yes, we do have good earnings growth, and it's not all because of Donald Trump right now, but the truth is the optimism about the future is profound. There was a KPMG study of 400 CEOs, and the difference in expectations and optimism, not just about their own business prospects, but about the United States being the best place to invest your money and so forth, it is marked. I mean, the numbers are right there, you know, and it's very compelling. But those kinds of indicators are available from all different kinds of segments of the economy. So, you know, why is that? Why is it that 54% of those CEOs are now optimistic about growth, whereas a year ago it was only 23%. Well, one is the rolling back of regulations. And yes, we've all talked about this, but it's not something Congress has undertaken. It's not something that the media wants to pay much attention to because they're pretty horrified that we're rolling back Obama's regulatory tsunami. But so far, there are 860 pending rules and regulations that the Trump administration has put on hold. That is a huge number across all kinds of agencies, and it gives business leaders this important piece of information. The Trump White House is on their side, and I think that comes after 8 years of feeling like the Obama guys were really kind of out to get them. I mean, you know, that's a huge, huge uptick. But, you know, Bill, what's really exciting, I think, is when you talk to private equity guys, for example, who are in touch with a lot of managements around the world, the United States is now viewed, as I said earlier, the number one place to invest their money. And it is because we're taking a more pro-business approach. It's because we have cheap energy. It's because we have an educated workforce, et cetera. You know, that is just really good news for the United States.
Well, you imagine what will happen if tax reform gets into place. I mean, Katie, bar the doors. I mean, you know, and what I'm excited to hear about from, you know, the three major banks that I discuss and have conversation with on a regular basis, Liz, is they tell me the new business activity. You know, the dreamers of America, the very heartbeat, the backbone of this country and the industry of this country is very enthused right now. New business filings, the activity that these bankers tell me that's taking place with, you know, people dreaming again and excited about starting new businesses and new enterprises. I think there's a lot of excitement on the horizon, and all this is playing into, I believe, this momentum that is on display here on Wall Street.
I think that is totally right. I think people are just look at the surveys. Every such indicator is that optimism is just huge right now. And to your point, that's even in spite of an unbelievable mess in Congress, Republicans eating each other alive, the White House constantly mired in melodrama, etc. Despite all of that, people understand that the general undertone of this economy is positive, and partly that is because we have a president who wants the economy to grow. I think it's honestly a fair statement that was never Obama's priority. Everything else got in the way of that, whether it was climate agreements or, you know, Obamacare or whatever. job creation and growing the economy was not his number one thing. And, you know, it always has amazed me that even when he got completely trashed in the first midterm elections, never did a serious look around or a reboot of policies that might change that, never talked to the business community. I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing. So
exactly.
I think
there was quite
a change in tone. Yeah.
Quite arrogant. I've maintained in terms of the Obama administration, unlike Clinton, who saw it and said, "Hey, the era of big government is over." He saw the writing on the wall, made some adjustments, and of course his legacy lives on, and he can thank Newt Gingrich and Republicans that saw it. But interestingly, by contrast, you have Republicans who are not getting it. Democrats seem to be getting it. I mean, Chuck Schumer, with some of the statements that he made in the recent weeks, you're thinking, wait a minute, he's like trying to rewrite the DNC platform to embrace some Republican ideals that are on display here by one Donald Trump. And where are the Republicans? They want to argue and, as you say, you know, bite and chew up one another, as opposed to coming alongside the, oh, go figure, the guy who won the presidency last November. Let's find a way to be antithetical to his vision, and instead of coming alongside and helping an inexperienced politician, take advantage of this momentum for the good, for the greater good, right?
Yeah, really, how sad is it that there aren't more senators and Congress people in the House who, as you say, are willing to kind of work with, as very rightly point out, an inexperienced politician whose team who really needs Congress to be on his side, but instead they're all furthering their own agenda. And to some degree you expect that, but it is the missed opportunity that just is galling for Rand Paul to stand in the way of serious reform of Medicaid, a program which has totally outgrown its mission and every boundary set, and because he has to have the last word on health care, you just want to cry. I mean, really, it's very disappointing. I'm hoping that, again, on tax reform, what I sort of expect at this point is that the Democrats really, Chuck Schumer came out and kind of laid down some principles for tax reform, none of which are really meetable, and I am assuming what will happen is that we will get corporate tax reform. I'm not too optimistic about individual tax reform at this point, but I think even Democrats understand that particularly the approach to how we tax overseas profits, all those hundreds of billions of dollars stashed overseas, really makes no sense. And I think it would be a great lift to this economy, to your point, to be able to repatriate some of that money, use a one-time tax on it to further infrastructure spending. Let's get that ball rolling. Pretty hard for Democrats to stand in the way of it, though they might. I don't know. They're sort of standing in the way of everything right now, so who knows whether or not they'll have any a change of heart, but it would sure be nice to see.
Well, without a doubt. And Liz, I hope we don't look back over this era as an era of lost opportunity.
Exactly.
That's what I'm concerned about, because time and again, I keep saying, where's the sense of urgency? This president has been in office for 200 days. Now, you would think the mainstream media, the way they report on this president, like he's been president forever. It's only been 200 days.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they have this microwave mentality that says, hey, you're just not doing it fast enough. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to do it when your hands are tied behind your back and the very people who are supposedly on your side are against you.
Yeah. I was thinking this morning, I wonder if Trump could go back and be a little more polite to all those guys who faced off against him in the primaries. If you think about it, Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, a lot of those guys, they just hate him. And they're just doing everything they can to undermine him at every turn. John McCain's a different story. I've kind of given up on John McCain. You know, what would really be amazing is if a Trump White House could bring Joe Manchin over to become a Republican. That could really help. And frankly, I don't see how Manchin can withstand that pressure, because his own party has really cut him off and left him hung out to dry, particularly on everything to do with coal. You would think maybe he would make that move, and that would be really helpful.
Well, I'll tell you, a conversation for another day. We're out of time, sadly, Liz. Appreciate the insight. Good stuff here. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, thank you so much.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The Paris Agreement would have cost America millions of lost jobs and billions of lost dollars and put us at a permanent economic disadvantage. It's a catastrophe if we would have agreed. And they all say it's non-binding. Like hell it's non-binding. When we get sued by everybody because we thought it was non-binding, then you can tell me it was non-binding. I was elected to serve the citizens of Iowa and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin and Florida and all 50 states and all 320 million American citizens.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And, well, I'll tell you, we're going to be dealing with I guess it's just been an ongoing controversy. And part of the controversy has been spurred on because of language. You know, we often hear that words do matter, and we know that. But the other thing that happens is when words are so dynamic and they're
ever-changing, it can be very difficult to have what I would call a reasonable conversation, especially when it comes to climate change. And we're going to address green delusions and the wind bully with Norman Rogers. Mr. Rogers is a scientist, business leader, and publisher of climateviews.com, a member of the CO2 Coalition, the National Association of Scholars, the American Geophysical Union, and the American Meteorological Society. Norman Rogers, it's good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. Great to be here, Bill.
Well, good to have you, especially in light of the part due of Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, or as some are referring to it, maybe Inconvenient Lies. But it just keeps the conversation going, and we're so ideologically fixed that it is becoming increasingly a challenge to have what I would call a reasonable conversation about this issue.
Yeah, I think the whole green thing has kind of turned into a cult. They've really gone away from science, and they just have a bunch of arbitrary ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to me, that was underlined especially under the former administration, when you had the president himself just coming out and just declaring, climate change is a fact. We there's no need to argue it anymore, no need to ask any further questions, which to me is just an absolute contradiction of anybody that holds to any value of scientific terminology and ambition.
Especially the best measurements of the global temperature show that we've had 18 years now of no increase in global temperature. Yet they keep saying it's the hottest year, blah, 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 blah. They're ignoring the evidence.
Well, it was really embarrassing not that long ago when Senator Cruz was questioning the head of the the Sierra Club, and asked him about it, and all he could retort back was that that old well refuted evidence that 75-95% of the scientists say that it is a fact, and he did not want to be open to consider if any other evidence came in to refute that clearly, would he alter his position? And he was fixed. So this does put it at that point into kind of a cult mindset, doesn't it?
Yeah, and contrary to what Al Gore thinks, believe in the global warming cult.
Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult for them to take a stand because, as you know, when you've got government money, when you got the people's money, paying for this deception, which I guess is a good gig if you can get it, and they've been able to effectively do this in this particular field, is use taxpayers' money to perpetrate this humongous lie upon we the people. Most incredible, I think.
Yeah, there's a kind of a climate science establishment, and they're very vigorous about trying to shut up people who disagree with them. Really the only scientists who can get away with disagreeing with them are the ones who are so distinguished they can't criticize them, or ones who are retired and are not dependent on working with the science establishment anymore, or scientists who are in different fields.
Mm-hmm. And or those that rely in academia, or rely on research funds, the weaponization of the whole green movement is well documented, and we see good people being exited and disqualified because they don't toe the party line.
Yeah, happens all the time. But I really think that they've probably overstepped the bounds of decency, and that people are catching on.
Norman, is there a linchpin of some sort here that really leaves this thing naked and finally exposes it for what it is? I mean, we've got some smart people involved here, and I got to imagine at 3 o'clock in the morning they're staring at the ceiling tiles, unless they're just so ideologically fixed that somehow the truth has to creep in and cause them a sleepless night or two.
Well, there's plenty of scientific evidence. Obviously, the fact that the globe hasn't been warming for 18 years and the computer models that you say it should have been. We also have the situation of the 1910 to 1940 warming. It's a very strong warming, much like the warming we had in the in the 80s and 90s. But no one knows what caused that warming. So the computer models really don't check out with the data. And it's kind of surprising that they would be taken as gospel.
Well, and we want to blame man for this. I mean, to hear the greenies, it's all man's fault, which all goes back to, I think, a very slippery slope and a dangerous perception, and that is that, you know, our world is overpopulated, so it could do with some cleansing.
Yeah, I think there's a craving for apocalyptic doomsday scenarios because people's life of meaning, but really, I just don't think that the evidence is there. Even if you believe in global warming, the CO2 problem is not in the United States; it's in China and the rest of Asia. They're emitting way more CO2 than we are. And they're burning coal like crazy. So these efforts to make renewable energy in the U.S. are kind of a waste of time unless we were to control the Chinese CO2 emissions.
Well, Norman, if you were in full control and it was all up to you, knowing what you know with coal and renewables, is there a feathering, is there a an homogenization of these energy products that makes sense?
Yeah, I think we should be doing more research on nuclear, and we should be using more nuclear. We should stop closing down coal plants because we have vast supplies of coal. And as far as the wind power and solar power, we should stop subsidizing it. And once it wasn't subsidized, it would go away.
Right. Well, you know, and this is, I'm a free market guy, and it sounds like you are as well, and that is, you know, let the market test these things out. We seem to often get ourselves in trouble when, you know, the government wants to social engineer or put themselves in the position. I mean, I believe in research and development, and where it makes sense, let's do it. But where it becomes an empty hole, and we're just pouring money into it, and I think this is one of the refreshing things that, you know, some of Main Street America is dealing with and sees very clearly and finds it quite confusing when they see the Beltway making these silly decisions. And, you know, they operate their households on, you know, kind of an ROI, a basic ROI. If it works and it sustains the family, hey, we continue to invest in it. If it doesn't, then we find other things to do, right?
Yeah, well, government research is fine as long as it's done carefully. But it makes no sense for the government to be subsidizing vast deployment of windmills and solar power stations, especially since they're uneconomic. They just raise the cost of power.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, we've got to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, your perspective on what President Trump did when he took America out of this Paris Climate Accord. Our conversation with Norman Rogers continues. He is a business leader, a scientist, and publisher of ClimateViews.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Norman Rogers. He is a scientist, business leader, and publisher of ClimateViews.com, a member of the CO2 Coalition, National Association of Scholars, the American Geophysical Union, and the American Meteorological Society. Norman, before the break, I had said that we wanted to get your view on President Trump's extrication from the Paris Climate Accord.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the right thing to do. What's the point of us giving money to a lot of other countries, which is what the accord called for? Since I don't believe there's a threat or a danger to global warming, I really don't see the need for the Paris Accord at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it wasn't like he said we're not going to be concerned about it, but he brought it back to reason, I thought. But, of course, the mainstream media wasn't about to address that. It was just, oh, my goodness, we're disconnecting from this international body and mindset and commitment that is so critical to the livelihood of America. I mean, look at, if Al Gore was the true prophet and had veracity, all those things that he said in his first movie, boy, we would, a good portion of our states, I mean, New York and California would be well underwater, wouldn't they?
say he has so many exaggerations. I think Trump's taking a kind of an intermediate position. He's not. He doesn't feel politically strong enough to confront the global warming cult outright, but he's pulling back from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the tough thing, as you say, the global warming cult, the climate change cult, whatever new language they're using, as we know, their words have been rather dynamic, which makes it so frustrating to have a conversation with them, because I've tried on many occasions, Norman, to have a discussion, just say, hey, can we reason? Can we talk about this stuff? And, of course, I find it quite frustrating when the first thing they want to quote is the 95% scientific rule quote, and I'm going, that has been so discredited, it just leads me to believe that you haven't done any ongoing research, because this is so old news and so antiquated that I don't know how you can address a 21st century discussion about this issue, as important as you say it is, and you want to use old news that is bad. I mean, it's more than bad, it's just discredited.
Yeah, it's become political. It's all politics, and it's hard to get scientists to candidly state their opinions because they're scared of retribution. But nevertheless, there are a large number of scientists who are poo-pooing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, you know, I would say that most people think that, look, we're stewards of this planet, and we should be responsible citizens concerned about the environment. I know as a kid growing up, I grew up in Southern California, and whenever, and I was fortunate, I was on the coast, so we didn't deal too much with the smog issue. But when we went inland, you know, playing in American Legion baseball teams, and we would travel and go into Los Angeles and deal with smog, we would get that smog cough, and I can't even tell you how many games that we played in where we had oxygen tanks there in the dugout with us so that we could survive. So definitely grateful to what the state did in cleaning up, you know, some of the emissions that were going on there, to where kids today didn't have to deal and don't have to deal with what we dealt with, you know, back in the 60s and 70s.
Sure. I remember being in Los Angeles in the 60s, and you couldn't see three blocks. Most of that, of course, was caused by automobiles. And as far as electricity generation goes, all you have to do is put the generating plants outside the Los Angeles basin. And I think, and I would say that nowadays, most generating plants are very clean. I visited a coal plant in Arkansas that was built about 5 or 6 years ago. It's just completely clean. Everything is taken out of the stack gases. It can be operating at full power, and you can't see a thing coming out of the smokestack.
And to your point, this says a lot about the industry that has responded to these questions. You know, but meanwhile, you had the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton, even Bernie Sanders, behind the curve here. I mean, they've missed something in history to understand that coal has cleaned up. And there's a reason that these other countries are using coal. And I think there's things that we could share with these other countries, whether it's China or whoever, that says, look, it's America did a lot of building and expansion on coal, and why shouldn't we? Why should we do it on the expensive renewable stuff? Why shouldn't we be allowed to have cheap energy? And, you know, we should be saying, yes, you should, and we're going to show you how to use it in a clean sort of way. Here's what we've learned. We're ahead of the learning curve, and here's what we have to share with you to advance the cause, so you're just not using dirty coal, which is, you know, was old days for us, and what we've learned, and having clean coal is a lot cheaper than you realize, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course, a lot of times they get confused about what clean means. Often, traditionally, clean means you get sort of toxic things out of the smokestack. But nowadays, a lot of people are saying clean means you get rid of this carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole different ball of wax. That's not really very easy to do. Right. And it's not necessary either. One of the problems we have is that most of the new generating capacity is being put in nowadays is natural gas, mm-hmm. because natural gas is right now very cheap due to fracking.
Right.
But natural gas is a great premium fuel, and it's kind of a waste to use it for generating electricity when we have all this coal, which is even cheaper than natural gas, and we're never going to run out of coal. with natural gas, you can use it for a lot of other great applications. It can be used for automobiles, and it's cheaper, we're just going down a path that is distorted by the lobbying of the Greens.
Exactly. And, of course, they're doing everything they can to put a stick in the spokes of this energy development. I mean, here we are, Norman, the first time in our lifetime where we could truly be not only energy independent, but energy dominant.
Yeah, we have this tremendous invention of fracking. It's generating oil and natural gas in vast quantities, and the Green lobby hates it. You know, I guess they fear that it interferes with their precious windmills.
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, and again, this is why we're thankful for guys like Donald Trump who are independent, not beholding, and are ROI-oriented. I'm talking return on investment. He looks at the people's money as a stewardship, as a responsibility to be able to get a return on investment for all the money that we've put into this. And this is something the green energy believers and those cult followers cannot seem to connect with and responsibly answer what is the return. I mean, it's just the typical kind of, well, you just haven't given me enough money, and somehow it's that entitlement mindset that somehow they feel entitled to the people's money, and if we'd only give them more, they would prove that they're right.
And it's just also a bit too cozy with the manufacturers of wind turbines and solar panels getting in, supporting the Green Lobby, and the Green Lobby supporting them. Mm-hmm. It's become a plain old financial ripoff of the public.
Exactly. Well, what should consumers know about the clean, green, renewable, or alternative energy solutions that many states are considering adopting here, Norman?
Well, it's going to raise the cost of electricity, and it's going to cost tax money. It also is going to tend to destabilize the grid because, you know, if the sun passes in front of a cloud passes in front of the sun, the solar stops, the wind stops, the windmills stop.
Right. Well, how clean or green are they actually?
Well, they don't use any fuel, so they don't generate any toxic emissions, but that's not really a problem with traditional fossil fuel nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the sometimes people point out that the windmills kill eagles and kill a lot of birds because the tips of the windmills are going 200 miles an hour.
Right.
The solar some of the solar stations also kill the birds. There's a solar station in Nevada or near Nevada that has these big field of mirrors and focuses the sunlight on a tower where they boil water. If a bird flies into that. That intense sunlight, it catches on fire and dies.
Well, that is crazy. I mean, I've not seen that myself, but that's, you know, just what you present here creates an imaginative photo here that's not very pleasant. The big takeaway, Norman Rogers, that you want people to get from all this, you know, to clear up the discussion, if that's even possible, what do you want people to take away from this?
Well, green energy is a fad. It's eventually going to go away. If you go down to Palm Springs, you can see graveyards of old windmills that were put up back in the 70s.
Yeah, it was just there. Exactly. That I did see.
It's being supported by people who have a financial interest in it. And they assume a mask of, oh, we're helping the planet, but they're also helping their own bank accounts. So you got to be really skeptical. Don't ever fall for putting the solar panels on your house. That's a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And vote for politicians who are not going to be beholden to the Green Lobby.
No, without a doubt. Well, Norman Rogers has been our guest, scientist, business leader, publisher of climateviews.com. Norman, I guess that's where they need to go for more information, climateviews.com, to stay in the flow of the know and to get their questions answered. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Norman Rogers, I'm Bill Martinez.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer.